The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 15. Bible View of the Sanctuary. The sanctuary of the Bible is the habitation of God. It includes, first, the tabernacle pitched by man, which was the pattern of the true, and second, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. The tabernacle erected by man, as the pattern of the true, embraced, first, the tabernacle of Moses, second, the temple of Solomon, and third, the temple of Zerubbabel. The true tabernacle of God is the great original, of which Moses, Solomon, and Zerubbabel erected figures, patterns, or images. We trace the pattern of the true from the time it was erected by Moses until it was merged into the larger and more glorious pattern which Solomon caused to be established. We trace this building down to the period when it was overthrown by Nebuchadnezzar and suffered to remain in ruins through the Babylonish captivity. And from the time that Zerubbabel rebuilt the sanctuary, we trace the history of the pattern until we reach the true tabernacle, the great sanctuary of Jehovah. We trace the history of the tabernacle from the time that our Lord entered it to minister in the holy places for us, forward to the time when it shall be located on the new earth, when the tabernacle and sanctuary of God shall be with his people forever. We are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, to the law and to the testimony. We gather our first instruction respecting the sanctuary from the book of Exodus. In chapter 24, we learn that Moses went up into the cloud that enshrouded the God of Israel upon the Mount Sinai, and that he was there 40 days. It was during this period that the building of the sanctuary was explained to Moses, and the pattern of it shown to him in that mount, Hebrews 8, verse 5. The next chapter commences with the commandment to erect the sanctuary. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold, and silver, and brass, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger's skins, and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Exodus 25, verses 1 to 9. We have here learned several important facts. Number 1. The sanctuary was the habitation of God. It was erected for this express purpose, that God might dwell among his people. And Moses had his eye upon this habitation, or sanctuary, in that very chapter in which he is supposed by some to teach that the land of Canaan is the sanctuary. He is my God, says Moses, and I will prepare him an habitation. Chapter 15, verse 2. It is plain that even then Moses understood the difference between the habitation of Jehovah and the place of its location. Number 2. The sanctuary which God commanded Moses to erect was the tabernacle. The tabernacle of witness was the sanctuary of God. Number 3. Moses was solemnly enjoined to make the sanctuary and all its vessels according to the pattern shown to him in that place. Hence, we are now to have a model of the habitation of God set before us. The plan of the sanctuary. Its walls on the north, the west, and the south sides were formed of upright boards set in sockets of silver. These boards were 10 cubits in length, by 1 cubit and a half in breadth. And as there were 20 of them on each of the two sides, we learn that it was 30 cubits in length and 10 in height. In the same manner, we ascertain that it was about 10 cubits in width. The sockets in which the boards were set are termed the sockets of the sanctuary, chapter 38, verse 27. 5 bars running the length of the sides and passing through rings in the boards joined them all together. And the whole was overlaid with gold. The sanctuary was covered with 4 different coverings. The east end was closed by a veil or hanging, called the door of the tent or tabernacle. The 2nd veil divided the tabernacle into 2 parts, called the holy place and the holiest of all. Chapter 26, verses 1 to 29 and verses 31 to 37, chapter 36, verses 8 to 38, Leviticus 16, verse 2, Hebrews 9, verse 3. The vessels of the sanctuary. These were all made after the pattern which the Lord showed to Moses, Exodus 25, verses 9 and 40. They were as follows. Number 1, the ark. This was a small chest about 4 feet 6 inches in length and about 2 feet 6 inches in width and height, overlaid with pure gold within and without. This was made for the express purpose of containing God's testament, the 10 Commandments. Number 2, the mercy seat. This was the top of the ark. On either end of it stood a cherub, the cherubim and the mercy seat being 1 solid work of beaten gold. Number 3, the altar of incense. This was overlaid with gold and was about 3.5 feet in height and nearly 2 feet square. It was for the purpose of burning incense before God. Number 4, the golden censer. This was used to burn incense before the Lord, particularly in the holiest. Number 5, the candlestick, with its 7 lamps, was 1 solid work of beaten gold, about the weight of a talent. It was made after the express pattern shown to Moses. Number 6, the table of showbread. This was about 3.5 feet in length, 2.5 in height, and 2 in width. It was overlaid with pure gold, and on it showbread was always kept before the Lord. Number 7, the altar of burnt offering. This was about 9 feet square and nearly 5.5 feet in height. It was overlaid with brass and was, as its name implies, used for the purpose of offering up sacrifices to God. Number 8, the laver. This was made of brass and contained water for the use of the priests. The court of the tabernacle was 100 cubits in length by 50 in breadth and 5 cubits, or about 9 feet in height. God called those who were to execute this work by name and filled them with the Spirit of wisdom. Chapter 31, verses 1 to 11, chapter 35, verses 30 to 35. They knew how to make all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. Chapter 36, verse 1. They received the offering of the children of Israel for the service of the sanctuary. Verse 3. They came from the work of the sanctuary. Verse 4. And testified that more was offered than could be used. And Moses commanded that none should make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. Verse 6. The construction of every part of the sanctuary is minutely described in chapters 36 to 39. Everything was then submitted to Moses for inspection, and he pronounced the work such as God commanded, a true pattern. Chapter 39, verses 33 to 43. God then commanded Moses to set up the sanctuary and to place everything in order. Chapter 40, verses 1 to 16. Moses erects the sanctuary. And Moses reared up the tabernacle and set up its boards in the sockets of silver and united them together by the bars and spread over the whole the covering of the tabernacle. He then placed the testimony in the ark and set the mercy seat upon it and carried the ark into the tabernacle. Chapters 40, verses 17 to 21. He then hung up the veil in front of the ark and thus divided between the holy places. Verse 21, chapter 26, verse 33, and Hebrews 9, verse 3. He placed the table without the veil on the north side of the holy place and set the bread in order upon it, verses 22 and 23. He then placed the candlestick on the south side of the holy place and lighted its lamps before the Lord, verses 24 and 25. He placed the golden altar before the veil in the holy place and burned sweet incense upon it, verses 26 and 27. He set up the hanging for the door of the sanctuary, and he placed the altar of burnt offering at the door, and set the laver between the tabernacle and this altar, and around the whole he set up the court of the tabernacle, verses 28 to 33. The sanctuary erected for the habitation of Jehovah, Exodus 15, verse 2, chapter 25, verse 8, is now ready to receive the King Eternal. God takes possession of the sanctuary. Then the cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Verses 34 and 35. We now have found the habitation or sanctuary of the Lord. In the book of Exodus, Moses calls this building the sanctuary at least 11 times. But do you ask for the words of the New Testament on the point? Then listen. Paul's view of the sanctuary of the first covenant. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat. Hebrews 9, verses 1 to 5, chapter 13, verse 11. It is settled, therefore, that we have the right view of this subject thus far, and that the tabernacle of God, and not the land of Canaan, was the sanctuary. The worldly sanctuary was the pattern of the true. After the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. Exodus 25, verses 9 and 40. And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof which was showed thee in the mount. Chapters 26, verse 30. As it was showed thee in the mount, so shall they make it. Chapter 27, verse 8. According unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses, so he made the candlestick. Numbers 8, verse 4. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Acts 7, verse 44. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Hebrews 8, verse 5. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true. Hebrews 9, verses 23 and 24. From these texts, we learn two important facts. Number one, we are many times certified that the tabernacle of witness was made according to the pattern which God showed to Moses. Number two, that the pattern was a representation of the heavenly sanctuary itself. Hebrews 8, verse 2. We trace the history of the sanctuary in the book of Leviticus. Every instance in which the word occurs, it is admitted, refers to the tabernacle of the Lord. The blood of sin offering was sprinkled before the veil of the sanctuary, Leviticus 4, verse 6. For offering strange fire before the Lord in his tabernacle, two of the sons of Aaron were slain. They were then carried from before the sanctuary, Leviticus 10, verse 4. The unclean were not to come into the sanctuary or tabernacle, Leviticus 12, verses 4 and 6. The holy sanctuary was to be cleansed, Leviticus 16, verses 16 and 33. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord, Leviticus 19, verse 30, chapter 26, verse 2. Those who worshipped Moloch defiled the Lord's sanctuary, Leviticus 20, verse 3. Sanctuaries used for the two holy places, Leviticus 21, verse 23, chapter 26, verse 31. See also Jeremiah 51, verse 51. God commanded that the high priest should not go out of the sanctuary nor profane the sanctuary of his God to mourn for the dead, Leviticus 21, verse 12. God placed his tabernacle in the charge of the tribe of Levi, who pitched around it, Numbers 1, verses 50 to 53. Under the standard of Judah on the east, of Reuben on the south, of Ephraim on the west, and of Dan on the north, the tribes of Israel were to pitch around the tabernacle in four great bodies during their sojourn in the wilderness, Numbers chapter 2. God then divided the tribe of Levi according to his three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These three divisions were to pitch severally on the west, south, and north sides of the tabernacle, Numbers 3. The Kohathites were to keep the charge of the sanctuary and also of the vessels of the sanctuary, verses 28 to 31. And Eleazar the priest was to have the oversight of those who thus kept the charge of the sanctuary, verse 32. But on the east side of the tabernacle, Moses, Aaron, and his sons were to encamp and keep the charge of the sanctuary, verse 38. When the camp was set forward, the priests were to take down the tabernacle, Numbers 4, and cover the sacred vessels and all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, verse 12. And when they had made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, the sons of Kohath were to bear it, verse 15. And God commanded that Eleazar should have the oversight of all the tabernacle and of all that therein is in the sanctuary, verse 16. The service of the sanctuary belonging unto the Kohathites was to bear it upon their shoulders, Numbers 7, verse 9. The Levites were given to Aaron to do the service of the tabernacle, that there be no plague when the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary, Numbers 8, verse 19. The Kohathites set forward bearing the sanctuary, Numbers 10, verse 21. The priests were to bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, Numbers 18, verse 1. The Levites were not to come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary, verse 3. And the priests should keep the charge of the sanctuary, verse 5. The man that neglected purification defiled the sanctuary of the Lord, Numbers 19, verse 20. The shekel of the sanctuary, or tabernacle, was the standard in Israel. The word sanctuary, meaning the habitation of God, occurs in this connection 25 times. The word sanctuary does not occur in the book of Deuteronomy. One chapter refers to it as the tabernacle of the congregation, chapter 31, verses 14 and 15. We have traced the history of the sanctuary from the time that it was erected through the period of Israel's sojourn in the wilderness. From Acts 7, verse 45, we learn that the tribes of Israel carried it with them into the Promised Land. In the book of Joshua, it is called the House of God or Tabernacle, and we learn that it was set up at Shiloh. Joshua 9, verse 23, chapter 18, verse 1, chapter 19, verse 51, Jeremiah 7, verse 12. It is called the Lord's Tabernacle, Joshua 22, verse 19. It is called the Sanctuary of the Lord, Joshua 24, verse 26. In the book of Judges, it is simply called the House of God, located at Shiloh, Judges 18, verse 31, chapter 20, verses 18, 26, and 31, and chapter 21, verse 2. In 1 Samuel, it is termed the House of the Lord, chapter 1, verses 7 and 24, chapter 3, verse 15. In chapters 1, verse 9, and 3, verse 3, it is called the Temple of the Lord. In chapter 2, verse 32, God calls it my habitation, or tabernacle, in the margin. It still abode in Shiloh, chapter 4, verse 4. God forsakes the sanctuary. For the gross wickedness of the priests and people, 1 Samuel chapter 2, God forsook his habitation and gave his glory, the Ark of His Testament, into the hands of the enemy, the Philistines. Psalm 78, verses 60 to 62, Jeremiah 7, verses 12 to 14, 1 Samuel chapter 4. It does not appear that after the Ark of God was taken from the tabernacle at Shiloh, and God there forsook his habitation, that his glory, or the Ark of his covenant, ever returned to that building. The other sacred vessels remained with the tabernacle, which, in the days of Saul, seems to have been located at Nob, 1 Samuel 21, Matthew 12, verses 3 and 4, Mark 2, verse 26, and in the days of David, at Gibeon, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 39, chapter 21, verses 29 and 30, 1 Kings 3, verse 4, 2 Chronicles 1, verse 3. And here we leave it for the present, to follow the ark. The ark was taken by the Philistines and kept in their land 7 months, in which time they were smitten with sore plagues, and Dagon, their god, twice fell before it. They then returned it to Israel, to Beth Shemesh. At this place, 50,000 of Israel were smitten for looking into the ark. 1 Samuel chapters 4, 5, and 6. From thence it was removed to Kirjath-Jearim, to the house of Abinadab, where it abode 20 years, 1 Samuel 7, verses 1 and 2. In this period it is said that all Israel lamented after the Lord. From this place it was removed to the house of Obed-Edom, where it abode 3 months, 2 Samuel 6, verses 1 to 11, and 1 Chronicles 13. From this place David removed it to his own city, Jerusalem, and placed it in a tabernacle which he had pitched, 2 Samuel 6, verses 12 to 17, 1 Chronicles 15, and chapter 16, verse 1. It was at this time when the Lord had given David rest from all his enemies, and he dwelt securely in his own house, that the habitation of his God came before his mind. David desires to build a glorious sanctuary. The situation of God's house came into the mind of David, and he desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob, Acts 7, verse 46, Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5. He set this matter before Nathan the prophet, who said to him, "Do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee." But that night God charged Nathan to say to David, "Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in." 1 Chronicles 17, verses 1 to 4, 2 Samuel 7, verses 1 to 5. This was because David had been a man of war and had shed blood abundantly. But God promised that Solomon, his son, should build the house. 1 Chronicles 22, verses 7 to 10. Then David proceeded to make great preparation for the building. Chapters 22 to 29. The place where the angel of the Lord appeared to David at the time when the plague was stayed, the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, chapter 21, verses 14 to 18, upon Mount Moriah, 2 Chronicles 3, verse 1, Genesis 22, verses 2 and 14, which was near to Mount Zion, was the place of God's habitation, Psalm 78, verses 68 and 69, and 132, verses 13 and 14. And here, like high places, God's sanctuary was built, 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1. Solomon and the princes charged to build the sanctuary. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. Chapter 22, verse 19. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Chapter 28, verse 10. Then David gave to Solomon explicit directions respecting the building of the sanctuary, verses 11 to 21. A full account of the erection of this glorious sanctuary may be read in 1 Kings chapters 6 and 7 and 2 Chronicles 3, verse 4. It occupied 7 years and 6 months in building, and when finished was of wonderful magnificence. It principally differed from the tabernacle in being an enlargement of that plan and in being a permanent instead of temporary building. The vessels of the sanctuary were also increased in size and number. The tabernacle gives place to the temple. Everything being finished in the temple of the Lord and all Israel assembled at its dedication, we read as follows. And they brought up the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. 1 Kings 8, verses 4 and 6. The tabernacle, which had been at Gibeon for a long while, was, as we have here read, brought up to the temple of the Lord, and the sacred vessels and the priesthood were transferred to that more glorious sanctuary. The ark, which had for some time been kept at Jerusalem, was carried into the most holy place in the temple, and now the habitation for the God of Jacob is complete. God takes possession of the sanctuary. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, "The Lord said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever." 1 Kings 8, verses 10 to 13. The Shekinah, or visible glory of God, which had dwelt in the tabernacle, has now passed into the temple, and that temple is thenceforward the sanctuary of the Lord God. The temple was a pattern of the true sanctuary. Then David gave to Solomon his son the porch, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and all the chambers round about of the treasures of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. 1 Chronicles 28, verses 11 to 13, and verse 19. Thou hast commanded me, Solomon, to build a temple upon thy holy mount, and an altar in the city wherein thou dwellest are semblance of the holy tabernacle, which thou hast prepared from the beginning. Wisdom of Solomon 9, verse 8. The patterns of things in the heavens, the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true. Hebrews 9, verses 23 and 24. The history of the sanctuary is stated very fully in the books of Kings and in 2 Chronicles, but we can only quote those texts in which it is called the sanctuary. In 1 Chronicles 9, verse 29, we read of the instruments of the sanctuary referring either to the tabernacle or the temple. In 1 Chronicles 24, verse 5, we read of the governors of the sanctuary, or house of God. The psalmist prays that God would send help from the sanctuary, Psalm 20, verse 2. He lifted up his hands toward the oracle of thy sanctuary, Psalm 28, verse 2, margin. See 1 Kings 6, verses 19 and 20. He calls upon the saints to worship the Lord in his glorious sanctuary, Psalm 29, verse 2, margin. He prays to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, Psalm 63, verse 2. He speaks of the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary, Psalm 68, verses 24 and 29. In Psalm 78, verse 54, he styles the land of Canaan the border of the sanctuary. And in verses 68 and 69, he testifies that God built his sanctuary like high places at Mount Zion in Judah. He went into the sanctuary of God and saw the end of the wicked, Psalm 73, verse 17. He testifies that thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, Psalm 77, verse 13. He predicts the future desolation of God's temple or sanctuary, Psalm 74, verses 3 and 7, 79, verse 1. In Psalm 96, verse 6, he declares that strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And in verse 9, margin, he says, O worship the Lord in the glorious sanctuary. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, Psalm 134, verses 1 and 2. Praise God in his sanctuary, Psalm 150, verse 1. From the period in which the Psalms were written, we pass down in the history of the kings of Judah to Jehoshaphat. In prayer, he states that God gave the land of Canaan to the people of Israel, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein, 2 Chronicles 20, verses 7 and 8. And in verse 9, he quotes the words used at the dedication of the temple, 1 Kings 8, verses 33 to 39. After this, we read that Uzziah, king of Judah, being lifted up with pride, went into the temple to burn incense, and the priests ordered him to go out of the sanctuary, 2 Chronicles 26, verses 16 to 18. Still later, we read that Hezekiah offered a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah, 2 Chronicles 29, verse 21. And he called upon all Israel to yield themselves unto the Lord and enter into his sanctuary. And he prays for those who were not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. 2 Chronicles 30, verses 8 and 19. About this time, God says by Isaiah, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Isaiah 43, verse 28. Next, Zephaniah complains that her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Zephaniah 3, verse 4. After this, Ezekiel says, Thou hast defiled my sanctuary. Ezekiel 5, verse 11, chapter 8, verse 6. And in his view of the men with the slaughtering weapons, they are charged to begin at my sanctuary. And they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Ezekiel 9, verse 9. And in chapter 23, verses 38 and 39, he says, Moreover, this they have done unto me. They have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slain their children to their idols, then they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it. And lo, thus have they done in the midst of mine house. And in chapter 24, verse 21, God says, I will profane my sanctuary. God forsakes his sanctuary. But go ye now unto my place which is in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not, therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Jeremiah 7, verses 12 to 14, chapter 26, verse 6. What did God do to the sanctuary at Shiloh? When God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle at Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. Psalm 78, verses 59 and 61. Then when God told the people that he would do to the temple as he had done to the tabernacle at Shiloh, it was a solemn declaration that he would forsake it. Ezekiel 8, verse 6. That this prediction was accomplished, we shall now show. The sanctuary destroyed. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man, or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of God, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. 2 Chronicles 36, verses 16 to 19. The predictions of Asaph, Psalm 74, verses 3 and 7, and 79, verse 1, of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 18, and chapter 64, verses 10 and 11, and of Ezekiel, chapter 24, verse 21, were now verified. The heathen then entered into the sanctuaries, the holies of the Lord's house, Jeremiah 51, verse 51. The heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation. Lamentations 1, verse 10. And the Lord cast off his altar and abhorred his sanctuary, and the priest and the prophet were slain in the sanctuary, and the stones of the sanctuary were poured out in the top of the street. Lamentations 2, verses 7 and 20, chapter 4, verse 1. In this time of their dispersion and of their sanctuary's desolation, God promises to be to them as a little sanctuary, Ezekiel 11, verse 16, Isaiah 8, verse 14. The sanctuary thus destroyed lay desolate till the reign of the kingdom of Persia, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 19 to 23, Ezra 1, verses 1 to 3, Isaiah 44, verse 28. It was near the close of the 70 years' captivity that Daniel prayed, "Cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate." Daniel 9, verses 2 and 17.